Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang. I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, that subscribe, and maybe that notification bell too? All really does help out the channel. And let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Now, the first story comes from Elsa, the Snow Queen, who says, "My 23 female, boyfriend of 3 years, 27 male. Is hiding a lot of stuff from me and acting strange, and I'm stressed about it. I've been with him for 3 years and we've overall been great together. We have lived together almost the entire relationship. Lately, his job has been a little chaotic. It causes him to stress when people at his job are late giving him things to work on or when they're on a time crunch for things to be finished. He makes games. That's as vague as I'm able to be about his job. We seem to be bickering more and more these last few months. Maybe it's the added stress of everything happening lately. We are very direct about apologizing and talking things over usually, so I'm at a loss of why it's just been more frequent lately. And then small things I've observed. He is extremely defensive about his phone. I get it. I get defensive about some things too. Usually my sketches. Don't stare at me when I'm drawing and don't fucking look through it without asking or it drives me mad. Sometimes you want a tiny shred of privacy on something and that's okay. But to suddenly be very defensive over it, like snatching the ring back Gollum style and sometimes literally fighting for it if I pick it up just to Google something. Or he has to close a bunch of things or check something first. My phone is there if he needs it. He can look through whatever, and I have nothing to hide, and I'm ashamed of nothing on my phone. He's changed his computer password. He does this from time to time for work security, but has always told me the new one. I have my own computer and basically never go on his computer since he also uses it for work, but as we have on occasion over the years, sometimes log into each other's Minecraft and leave little corny I love yous hidden in common areas of the world. He didn't give me the password but said that it helped me get on, which is log in himself, open it himself and then look at me and ask me what I wanted to do so he could do it. Defeats the point really. I let it go. He abruptly will leave the house. I just hear the front door close and he's gone. It's never for long. Probably no longer than 30 minutes sometimes, but nowhere, no bye, nothing. And he comes back and it's like nothing happened. I noticed a few times it was to use the phone. He has perfect signal in the house and talks to his father and conference calls daily just fine. What could he possibly need to quickly go outside for? The mail. Good God, forgive me if I check the mail. He checks our mailbox constantly. We go out, he checks it before we leave and when we come back. Even when there's no post on Sundays, even at 12 at night and he already got the mail. Perhaps it's an odd habit, but to me, it's compulsive. Last week, he specifically told me that I'm not to check the mail or open any mail for the next few weeks. I asked him if there was a reason. He just said it's for him and he can't talk about it. I can't talk about it. Let me explain something here. We've been together 3 years and there hasn't ever, ever been an I can't talk about it. We tell each other everything up front. That's always been how we are. There's other things, but I guess I just can't associate them with work related. I'm lost. What the heck's up? Edit. Today, his family's in town and we'll be in town for about a week or so. Tomorrow, we are going to a theme park and then basically it's going to be a week of going out to dinner / breakfast and then the beach and whatever else they want to do with us. Today, he had a package show up and he took it upstairs. I never saw its contents, just saw him throw the box away. My thought from the box size and little bits I could read was maybe it was computer parts or some sort of electronic device piece. For those saying he's cheating, I see how that conclusion is made from my post. I left a lot of things out because I'm stressed. He works from home, so he's always here. We live together and hardly leave the house alone without the other. He knows no females here that aren't my own friends, and none of them talk to him, to the extent of my knowledge. What my thinking is so far is that he's planning something for his dad, since he wasn't there for his birthday last month and maybe is trying to keep it a total surprise from me. He makes great money, so there's certainly no bills or anything of the sort. We just bought a house, he has flawless credit. I'll give it time and see if it's continuing while they're here and after. Thank you all for your insight. And of course, we do have an update to this story as well. Now, there's a few things that jumped out to me in this one, but when you got to the I can't talk about it and you said that you've never ever had one of those before, you've told each other things up front, so this behavior, you know, is completely new. It just feels like it doesn't feel like cheating to me in this particular story. I might be totally off base here. We've had some absolute wild stories in the past, so it wouldn't surprise me either. But at the same time, it just doesn't feel that way. It feels like he's hiding something for you for perhaps a surprise of some sort. But in stories like this, I would love to know what he's thinking in this situation as well, because he must notice that you know, he is being defensive himself about some things and it must be having an effect on his partner. Or perhaps he doesn't, but I find it strange if he doesn't, because, you know, it sounds like he's done a complete 180 and he's being defensive about everything, his phone, his computer, everything there is, even the mailbox, you know. And especially in your edit when you said he had something and he's taken it away, it's saying surprise to me at the moment. But let's cover a couple of comments, then we'll move on to that update. And we'll start off with the Will Work for Spice, who says, I was all he's cheating on you until the part about the mailbox. It would be very odd if anything in the mail would be something to worry about, unless he's a complete idiot. He would never have a mistress or whatever. Send him something in the mail to your house. Maybe he is planning a surprise for you. I don't know. Everything besides the part about the mail leads me to believe he is talking to someone else in an inappropriate manner. The mail part really throws me off. Living Flying says everyone seems to be missing the detail that the mail restriction is only for the next few weeks, so whatever he's expecting in the mail is coming soon. I think this is either a surprise, good something, or a financial problem. Kitty Party says most of it sounds like the standard cheating red flags, but the compulsive mailbox checking sounds like financial or legal stuff to me. But whatever it is, it's something he doesn't want you to know about, and that's a big deal. You guys need to have a sit down about this, because it is not normal in any way. Two Blave says making a top level post because almost everyone is on the cheating, drugs, illicit activities train. Look, here's the bottom line. What he's doing right now is making you uncomfortable. That's perfectly normal and acceptable. Even if he's not doing anything nefarious, he's not communicated with you properly. You need to tell him in a non-confrontational way that it's obvious that he's hiding something from you and is making you very uncomfortable. Tell him you want to respect his privacy, but you'd like him to tell you enough to ease your fears. And if he gets defensive and or accusatory towards you, this is a bad sign. If he tells you that he has something going on and that he just can't tell you about it right now, then you can probably stop worrying. And one more from Bummed Out Bride that says, that's a lot of red flags. You have every right to be suspicious. If it was just one of the things you listed, I'd say let it go. But the phone defensiveness, computer password change, guarding the mail and leaving the house without explanation. All of those things combined suggest something is definitely up. I'd say he's either cheating on you or planning a huge surprise party / marriage proposal. I'd really hope it's the latter, but if it is the latter, he's really bad about keeping a secret and he's alienating you and hurting your feelings in the process. You've been together for 3 years. Have you asked him about this in a calm, non-confrontational way when you both aren't fighting? That would be the first step. Be sure to ask him about it at a calm time. If he won't talk to you about what's going on, then you've got to go to couples counseling or break up. Ain't nobody got time for this shit. So then OP went on to the update, which said, yesterday I had an appointment with the design center for our new house that we had just bought. His family was in town, so most of the week has been spending time with them. Relatively, he hadn't been acting strange. The appointment went well. When we got home, he asked if I wanted to have that talk now. My heart fell into my stomach. We walked to a nearby park and were quiet on the walk over. I wasn't sure if I was supposed to ask him a question or something, so I stayed quiet. Stood on the dock and we, mostly I, were distracted by a couple of dolphins swimming past. You can almost always see a few in the early and late parts of the day. I turn my head and he hands me an envelope. It is a handmade envelope that he has drawn my name on. I was a little shaky because I was nervous already about anticipating the worst. I got to the end of the letter in tears, look up and he dropped to one knee, holy fucking shit, and proposed to me. I couldn't even talk. I had the letter covering most of my face because I was suddenly a oozing factory of tears and sniffles. The part of this you need to understand is what exactly he'd done. I'm into dark, vintage and antique odd things. He handmade a letter to look old and vintage. He remembered my favourite pattern was damask for the interior and outside of the letter. And he got me a teeny, tiny, itty bitty bat skull from somewhere online that he had made into a small wooden coffin box with a ring. None of you may find this interesting, but it absolutely melted my heart. The ring is gorgeous. He remembered. I think I told him years ago that I don't like giant rings with giant diamonds and didn't really like diamonds. He instead got me a white gold ring with a black onyx stone and it has two tiny diamonds in the sides. I love it. He apologized for all the weirdness over and over and he was just stressing about asking and his family in the house. I feel kind of like a jerk. I never could get behind the cheating train and I knew he didn't do drugs, so I still lost him what it could have been. A few of you even suggested he was proposing and I brushed that off even. I'm still in shock and don't even know what to do with myself. Happy ending. Thank you all for your advice.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Vice and OP did post a picture of that ring, so let's take a little sneaky peek, shall we? An absolute wonderful ending there, and I love to see it once in a while. Yes, OP was absolutely stressed, and you know, her other half, her fiance, apologized and said, you know, he was stressed about the house, actually asking about it. You know, that's no small thing either, but I'm just very happy it worked out for them in the end. But one of the biggest shocking things for me, I don't know, it's completely irrelevant to the story, so I'm really sorry about this, but you know, that they walk to the dock and then they just look over, couple of dolphins swimming past, so casual, you know, I'd love to see that. I once saw a seal in the UK, that's about as far as it goes for me. Anyway, what do you guys make of this one? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and let's move on to another story, shall we? And our next story comes from Am I the Arsehole Mother 68, who says, Am I the arsehole for wanting to punish my son for pranking his sister? Fake names. My 35 female, 5-year-old daughter Sarah is very scared of the dark. My husband 36 male and I do everything we can to try and help her feel better. Lately she's been doing better and she hasn't been as afraid after we eased her into and let her know that it isn't all bad. A few days ago, my 10-year-old son Jack decided it would be funny to prank his sister. While I was in the bathroom for 5 minutes, my son locked his little sister in his closet. I came in as soon as I heard the yelling. I asked him why he thought that would be okay to do that. He told me he thought it would be funny to scare her. When my daughter came out, she was crying. Not knowing how to discipline my son, I waited for my husband to come home and so we could decide what to do. When I told my husband what happened, he thought the prank was funny. I told him that this was serious and Sarah was really hurt by what her brother had done to her. He told me to stop being so uptight and let kids be kids. He told me I was being overbearing and controlling over our son. When I tried to talk to him more, he told me that he had bigger problems and that I should just let it go because I'm going to ruin Jack's childhood. Am I the arsehole? And we do have a mini update to this one as well. But to me instantly. So husband claims you're going to ruin Jack's childhood, yet it's okay to traumatize Sarah with what your son is doing. You're absolutely right to discuss what sort of punishment it is for your son, because otherwise he's not going to learn from his behavior. He's going to continue to do it, and it could potentially get worse in the future. And as we always say in stories like this, pranks are meant to be funny. If one party isn't laughing, it's not a prank. It's just shitty behavior. But far anti-to 256 is not the arsehole. What's wrong with your husband that he considers terrorizing a younger sibling with their worst fear and possibly adding claustrophobia as a problem to be part of a normal, acceptable childhood? It is not. Greek-American Dom says not the arsehole. Your husband is, though. Playing with phobias is not a funny prank. It is bullying. The criteria of a good prank is when the pranked can laugh as well, when the initial shock wears off. You need to sit your husband down and explain all of this to him. For a first offense, the punishment doesn't have to be too harsh, but your son needs to learn the difference between cruelty and good-natured fun. Arbitrary Angelfish says not the arsehole, your son acted like a bully. He tormented his sister and scared her and harmed her for fun. If you don't correct that behavior and instead teach your son that it's funny and normal to emotionally terrorize other children and something he's entitled to do as your husband would have, you fail as parents. You become the parents of the child who makes other children afraid to go to school. You become the parents your daughter is estranged from as an adult because you let her brother traumatize her, because you decided that it was important to his childhood that he be allowed to ruin hers. Your husband's approach is a great way to raise your son into a bad person. And one more from Nee Nitz, who says, "Let kids be kids is a euphemism for let bullies have fun. Who cares about the victim? Your husband is a huge asshole, a huge one. Whose childhood is being ruined? The terrified child who is being hurt by her brother, or the brother who is being told to act like a decent human being? And what's up with your husband who thinks terrifying his daughter is funny? That is abusive behavior, not the arsehole. Your son should lose all privileges until he earns them back by demonstrating he knows how to behave like a decent person." So then OP goes on to the update and says, "Hello everyone. I know many won't see this update, but I will add this in anyway. My husband and I had a long talk and we decided to spend some time apart. He decided to stay at his brother's house. I found a therapist for Sarah to help her out with her fear. As for Jack, I punished him by taking away his console and other devices, as he has many more responsibilities around the house. He apologized to me for what he did, but I made him apologize to his sister. He apologized to her and he started crying. He said he didn't know it would make her this sad. His punishments are still in place, but I'm still glad he apologized." And I think Mum took the right approach in this situation. I found it interesting, you know, that they decided to spend some time apart due to this, though, and just left myself wondering, was he still disagreeing with Mum's choice in this? But I'm glad, you know, Jack did realize the error of his ways and apologized about what he did. But what do you guys make of this one? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And some of you, you know, I tell a little story every once in a while, and this story popped into my head while I was reading this. I'm not trying to take away from the story or downplay this story at all, because my one was a lot more lighthearted. It wasn't a prank or anything like that, but it suddenly popped into my head as I was reading it for some reason. But when I was younger, one of my brothers was still living with us at the time, and he's like 8 or so years older than me. Yeah, I was a late child. And we used to wind each other up every once in a while. And, you know, I was running around in my pants or underwear to other folks. Boxer shorts weren't really a thing back then. And I don't know how old I was. I think around 8 or 9, somewhere around that sort of age. And I remember my brother, he was stood in the kitchen. I think he was making a coffee. So we stood next to the kettle and he was leaning back on the sink just... I don't know what he was doing at the time, but he kept turning around in the cupboards and had a rolled up newspaper. Again, I don't know why I had it, and I kept running in and cracking him around the back of the head with it, then running off, giggling away. I was absolutely loving life, as you do, you know. Woohoo! Great times. And I must have done it about 3 times in a row at one point. Run in, whack him on the back of the head, made a great sound as it cracked him on the back of the head, and I ran off again. Of course, you know. I don't know how long I thought I was going to get away with this. Back then, little Mark was a little shit, but there was just something pleasing about that hollow sound coming out of that tube as it met my brother's head. And I think it must have been about the fifth or sixth time, as I was trying to run away, my brother caught me by the back of my underwear. And I knew at that moment, I fucked up. Of course, my brother, late teens back then, was a lot bigger than me. So what did he decide to do? He decided to grab me by either side of my underwear and just lift me off the ground. As you can imagine, at the wedgies of all wedgies, my pants or underwear was literally up to my armpits as I was hanging there with regret and pain, feeling the burn across the ring as I'm hanging by my underwear. Suddenly, they ripped. And I fell through. My brother let go, and so I just had a band around my chest and under my armpits and butt naked from underneath as I ran off, clenching my cheeks with regret. And I learned a valuable lesson that day, and that was just to not fuck with my brother. But do you have any sibling rivalry?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Rivalry stories. As always, I love to hear that sort of stuff. So if you do have any, share them with us down in the comments below. And just a huge thank you for spending your time with me today, getting involved in the stories. Your love, support and time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so much for getting involved. You're absolute legends. Thank you so much. And hopefully I'll see you, the cheeky so-and-so, in the next one. Take care and much love.
Wake up, get up, stretch my legs. Eat some breakfast, milk and eggs. Brush my teeth up, wash my face. Throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.